Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Friday, October 16th. The pandemic has done strange things to America's diet. We started stockpiling SpaghettiOs, frozen waffles became a thing again, and apparently we started drinking beer for dessert. Craft beer drinkers who want big flavor often choose hoppy IPAs, but more recently, so-called pastry stouts or dessert beers have become another fizzy favorite. Rich and decadent, they're made with flavors ranging from pumpkin spice to candied apples. And Bloomberg reports their sales are up 8% year over year. Yuengling, America's oldest brewery, is on trend. The beer maker has teamed up with another Pennsylvania icon to make Yuengling Hershey's Chocolate Porter. The dark beer was such a hit at bars and restaurants last fall that the company has rolled it out in bottles this year. Yuengling's 200-year-old dark brewed porter is infused with Hershey's cocoa, chocolate syrup, and chocolate nibs as it brews. And they're not the only company putting a sweet twist on their bubbly brews. A much newer player on the beer scene is giving Trader Joe's some sweet treats for the beer aisle. Hardywood Park Craft Brewery has recreated the flavors of TJ's popular Speculoos Cookie Butter Spread in beer form. The grocer's Cookie Butter Spread has developed a bit of a cult following. People actually buy it at TJ's and resell it online. The beer version is made with whole vanilla beans, milk, sugar, and toasted coconut. In a review, the website PopSugar declared that Speculoos Cookie Butter beer, quote, tastes like Christmas in a bottle. TJ's has also worked with another brewer to develop a coffee peanut butter cup porter, which is a dark beer brewed with chocolate malt, coffee, and peanut butter powder. Perfect for those who want to drink their after-dinner treats. If you have a sweet tooth, these seasonal libations may be welcome news. But pastry stouts and dessert beers differ from more mass-market brews in another way. Crack open a Corona or Heineken, and the alcohol content is about 5% alcohol by volume, or ABV. Dessert beers are upwards of 8% ABV. A pint of cookie butter beer has nearly double the alcohol content of your regular glass of suds. That's because the sweet beers are made with more sugar, which converts to alcohol during the brewing process. So imbibers, beware. These beers pack a punch. And the calorie count isn't going to help your six-pack either. As we head into fall and the holiday season, celebrating with dessert beers can give you a sweet treat and a warm buzz in a glass or bottle. The bad news is that they may make that quarantine 15 stick around a little longer. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Gwen Moran and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Courtney. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.